Blog Talk Radio.
I've been paying attention to what's going on out there, man.
Yup.
I've been watching you niggas stealing my ways and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting out of control now.
Out of control.
I'ma start telling you niggas like I tell my bitches.
Listen.
Don't watch me, watch TV. This is pay-per-view, nigga. You got to pay for this. Hey, first, let me take time to brush my shoulders off. Wait. I had to dust my shoulders all back. Y'all been waiting, been patient, been anxious. Now I hear for bring back me, your greatness. Yes, the rap I lead, jab I weave. Then come back with the same jab times three. I blow smoke to the heaven. I'm so dope, it's a weapon. Rap's one big casino. I'm plotting Ocean 11. I might have sold the least, but I still managed to be most feared by most MCs. Good. Who dope is me? Who close to me? For sure, Bobby, nobody. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. Now listen, you can either comprehend it or compliment it. It's all authentic, yeah. But you better believe whatever I say, no homo. You can bet your balls I meant it. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Bad news, rap dudes, I'm back, fools, get it thrown up. This is that jack move. That's true, I just sneezed in the track move. God bless me, yes, that's true. So bright, so lights up for me. So light, marry the game, so rights up for me. Yes. So nice, so ice up for me. Got two pieces for big and one piece for the key. Yes, I am back like Crip Crack, yup. Even my connect asked me how I cooked that up. I told him, a brick of me is equivalent to 50 keys. Broken down, so around your inner city street.
Wow.
If you catch me sexing a chick, it's a bisexual chick or something foreign I'll never forget. Yes, I'm the shit, bet I'm the shit. How much lay it down, whatever you bet, I gotta commit. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Homie, quick, get a camera, get a flick, yeah. Get a load of this, homie. The fifth's on me, say something, the fifth's off me. Damn, the fifth's horny. The album's running, which means the album's coming. Been a while, but fuck it, this time around I'm fronting. I done sounded sunny, I done wowed in public. I done paid my dues, did my 100 miles and running. Now I'm back, I, like raw cocaine. Put in a pot with water and sold it and thrown on planes. And look, what came out was me. Yeah, cracking flesh at its best. So hot, won't stop, don't knock me. Don't stop, don't watch, don't copy. Stones watch, phones block.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, These People Champ, the most electrified man internet radio, right here with you for Mic Check right here on the TSOTS channel and the TSOTS app. We're having a bit of technical difficulties here right now, so it's just, I don't know if I can get these work or not. And get ready, we can get the rest of the team on here. But right now, I'm ready to take my laptop and chuck it into the wall because it won't work for me right now. But we here, you know how we do here with Mic Check. It was 50 last week due to me having a family emergency, but I'm back here, and tonight's gonna be a good show. We're gonna talk about top. A song dedicated to the infamous Side Chicks. And so it's going to be a fun little episode here. I'm going to try to keep talking here so that way there's no dead air while I try to get everything working back up here. But we're going to be joined by I'm going to join my family in just a minute. Like, we got a bit of technical difficulty. This is what happens when you deal with live radio. this is what happens when you deal with live radio. It's, you know, you have things that just happen. But we're gonna get things going in just a minute. But meanwhile, between time, if anybody wants to donate a laptop to me, that'd be very much appreciated, because then I won't have to deal with these problems. But anyway. We should be getting back up and running in just a second. At which point, we'll get the family right here, and we'll get into our quick read, get into things, and then get into our topic, which is songs dedicated to side chicks. So, any of y'all out there know of any songs dedicated to side chicks? You know, maybe you might miss a couple on here. Maybe hit us up 347-215-8558. Again, 347-215-8558. Make sure you hit one. That way we know that you want to be on the, you know, you want to be on the line and everything like that. And we're back up and running here. So I'm going to go ahead and get on my, get my homie on here. Let's see. You working now? Come on now. Come on. Come on. And, all right. Is my partner crying here?
What's up, bro?
All right, we got it. What's going on, Queen Poison?
Nothing much. Actually, I'm on the road, headed to Baltimore for shenanigans, given a glorious event that takes place tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody listen out there. Tomorrow is Queen Poison's birthday. Queen Poison's B-Day is tomorrow, so I'm sure you get ready to go turn up like for real, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. It's going to be a long weekend. So we're currently recording, and it's Thursday, May the 12th, so most of our viewers, if they have the if they listen to the podcast via iTunes, they're probably not going to hear this until tomorrow, Friday, May the 13th, which will be my actual birthday.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, if you're on our group, which is TSO Guest Presents Mike Tech, may see you with Queen Poison and a happy birthday and everything like that. So, you know, we had a bit of a delay. My laptop is crappy, and I need a new one. So we're going to go ahead and get into it and just get right into the quick three. First quick three story has to do with what is the deal with Azalea Banks? Like, she just can't stay keep her ass out of the news. Azalea Banks, the Twitter account, was actually suspended today after she sent out a series of racially charged tweets attacking former One Direction singer Zayn Malik. Banks actually posted a post on Instagram about the former member of the Ray Band, in which Malik tweeted out that quote, "My mention is good for you." Banks thought that he was referring to her, at which point she went at Malik on Twitter, using quite a bit of homophobic and racial slurs. But when you attack someone who even says he's no longer with One Direction, One Direction fans are going to know about it, and they're going to come for you. They're almost as bad as we have. They went after them coming to his defense. Shortly after that, her Twitter account was, in fact, and it's not active at this point in time. So, everybody, this is like Beth just gets on social media and can't keep her super fingers to herself. She's gotten in a feud with Rita Ora, Lily Allen, used homophobic slurs towards well-known blogger Perez Hilton. She gone on the puppy and first Donald Trump for president. All kind of stuff. She can't get right. What is wrong with this girl? She can't get right.
Man, who knows what's wrong with her. But speaking of her, so she definitely got into a whole Twitter argument with, I believe her name is Skye Jackson. She's actually an actress from the Disney Channel who plays on their show, Jessie. Very talented young black actress. And she basically read her to Phil. And I'm like, I was in tears because I went on Twitter and I had to see it for myself just to see what the hype was about. And the fact that, you know, this is a 14-year-old girl going on a grown woman, no profanity or anything, and reads her completely. And I'm just sitting here like, I'm here for all of this with my whole bowl of popcorn. Like, I was entertained. And people's like, it's not that deep, it's not that serious. But the fact that you got clowned by, you know, a teenager.
Man, listen, Zayu Banks just needs to sit down somewhere. Like, she really just needs to sit down somewhere. I'm not understanding. And I mean, she's apparently a rapper, but apparently, I just think she sucks. And I just think she just needs to go sit down somewhere. She really does. Zayu Banks, it's still a phrase from a radio personality. You are the Bama of the week.
Oh, man, you took it back old school. Well, I mean, throwback for Throwback Thursday, so. Yeah, that definitely took me back.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Throwback Thursday is that Huggy Lowdown tax. But let's move on to our second story, which has to do with the breakup.
Quick side note. For our listeners that don't understand DC slang, DMV slang, basically Bama, has two definitions. Most people know it to be abbreviated from someone who is actually from the state of Alabama, or basically in DMV, if somebody calls you a Bama, it's an insult. They're calling you a clown. They're calling you a sucker. They're calling you a chump. So if somebody calls you a Bama and they're from the DMV, do take it personally.
Yeah, like Azalea Banks, you are a Bama. You are a serious Bama. And but moving on, there's been a breakup in the world of music. Tyga and Kylie Jenner have ended their 2-year relationship, and supposedly, and you can hear in my voice how concerned I am about this, which is not too much. But anyway.
They actually broke up.
Yes, they've broken up after 2 years. According to multiple sources that tell numerous news outlets, they separated in the lead up to their last appearance, which was at the Met Gala on May 2nd, last Monday, and explains why they did not walk out together. The 18-year-old Kylie Jenner, the star of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and the 26-year-old rapper are thought to have started dating back in 2014, but didn't go public with romance until 2015. Representatives for both parties say that the relationship has been a tumultuous one, but Mail Online reports that this time there's no going back. Apparently, it was reported that Kylie was bent out of shape because Tiger wouldn't have been able to achieve a Met Ball invite if it wasn't for the 18-year-old beauty entrepreneur's fame. She's apparently mad at herself because she didn't have the foresight to make the rap artist a persona non grata and has therefore, in her name, been asked to high profile circles by association. Really, I can give a fuck about these two. I really could, like, whatever. Tiger sucks as a rapper, and Kylie Jenner is miserable.
Wait. Okay. Now, Tiger's last King's album actually wasn't that bad. That actually was pretty decent. the collab album that he did with Chris Brown. Some of it I could rock with, some of it I couldn't. But I know what sees the irony in this. Okay, so let me break this down. The fact that his baby mama, Blac Chyna, is currently engaged and pregnant with Rob Kardashian's baby, and the fact that, you know, Kylie can never be a Kardashian because she is, of course, product of, well, Caitlyn Jenner. Kylie is basically kicked out of the quote-unquote Kardashian family only for his baby mama to be all up and through it and about to produce a whole new breed of Kardashians. Nobody sees the irony in this? Just me?
I would not shed a tear if the Kardashian clan went into a factory, do a tour, and imploded. I wouldn't. I wouldn't shed a single tear. I wouldn't shed a one fucking tear if that happened. That's me. Anyway, last story of the quick three has to do with a possible reunion. 20 years ago this year was the release of Wannabe by the group Spice Girls, who would go on to superstardom all over the world. Well, apparently, this past week, three of the original five members of that group were spotted in London at a recording studio, possibly recording a new song as the men gear up a 20-year reunion. Mel B, they were spotted, the three that were spotted were Mel B, Scary Spice, Baby Spice, and Ginger Spice. Them three. They were spotted together, having tea and hanging out right there. But it looks like trying to get together for a reunion. 20 years after the first song came out, which ended up being a hit and left in the superstardom, they're looking like that Victoria Beckham or Pop Spice and Melanie C or Sporty Spice will not be a part of this reunion. There's talk that the song that they're recording will come out later this year, and there could be a reunion for that, even a possibility of a new album. Interesting, I would say. It's very interesting. The Spice Girls, man, they were hot. They were hot.
Yeah, I kind of don't care. They can leave that in the 90s with the rest of everything that came out of there, like the little Tamagotchi pets and the Furbies and the pens with the pom-poms on the end of them and the see-through handbags and book bags and shit. Leave all that shit in the 90s, along with the Walkman and tape cassettes and having to record a song off of the radio via the tape cassette. Nah, leave that in the 90s, bro.
Damn, fucked up, you know?
I mean, the fact that it's a whole 20 years after the fact and they haven't made music in between them, I'm sorry. They had their moment in the 90s, and I want to leave it as a cherished memory in the 90s.
I'm not going to lie, man. I said they had a good sound. They had a good sound out there when it was doing their thing. They went all over the world. They had their own movie, Spice World, which wasn't a bad movie.
I remember saying it. I had a Tamagotchi time.
Yeah. Not Tamagotchi. God damn.
I definitely did. And that's like that all the time.
That's because you probably sucked the Tamagotchi on it. Okay. All right. Okay.
No, because I just like wanted constant attention, which you couldn't do because, you know, I was in elementary school. I had to go to school. I had to focus on that. I couldn't always check on that thing to make sure I fed it or cleaned up his poop or whatever. That just stay dying.
You ain't shit.
I kept up a goldfish longer than I kept up a Tamagotchi, okay?
You ain't shit. You ain't shit at all. How you gonna have a Tamagotchi and then just be like, don't ask for too much attention? That's what it's supposed to do. What kind of shit is that?
Hey, that guy used to wake me up out of my sleep, and I'm like, you know what, bro, it's either me or you. You're going off immediately. I mean, only reason I got it because I had good grades, so.
And it was dead the next morning, wasn't it?
Probably. No. Like, I probably kept it up for, like, at least 2 days before it died. So, every 2 days.
All right, y'all listening, right? So, yeah, don't trust Queen Poison with your pets and shit like that, because them motherfuckers going to bed 2 days.
No. Actual living creatures are different than electronic ones, okay? I know how to take care of living things.
How, Sway?
What do you mean, how?
How, Sway?
You know what? I ain't here for none of your shit today.
Hey, look, they made Tamagotchis all like that, man, where you had to take care of, like, the actual real thing. So how, Sway?
You know, because I've actually had a dog, a whole live dog, and a parrot, and I've taken care of those things way longer than I took care of a Tamagotchi.
I can't with you, man. You ain't shit right now. I don't want to say
you're
it.
You're not realizing that I'm not shit.
You know,
I'll be trying to be, but...
Yeah, we just gonna move on. I want to get back to Azealia Banks though. Like, what has she done? That I should even know about her. Like, I just want to know. Like, what has she done? Like, who is she?
She has music that I don't believe I've come to ever or will ever appreciate. That's just me personally. Some people like her. I mean, hey.
Listen,
I'm just here.
Azealia Banks feel like she would be a side chick, though. I'm just saying. She seems like she'd be a side chick.
That might be a stretch. That might be reaching, bro. That might be reaching.
How, though?
How?
I just looked at a couple pictures. I'm like, she looks like a side chick. She don't look like she could be anybody's man chick. I think even those hood trap niggas wouldn't even want to wipe her. I'm just saying, she's a side chick all day long. And even then, she'd be a crappy side chick. But that's just me.
Lord.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, prove me wrong. How does she not look like a side chick, though? Because she looks like a side chick to me.
Well, first of all, for you to be a side chick, that means somebody got to like you enough to deal with you on that type of level.
You know what? You make a good point. You make a good point. Like, she does seem like the type of bitch. You see why he's like, you know, nobody likes her. So she would be a side chick. It's like, okay. All right. But for anybody wondering, that's part of our topic for tonight. We're going to talk about the top 5 songs dedicated to side chicks. So before we get into that topic, give a little background on that, we're going to play a song that was that's been considered as a song dedicated to side chicks. This is actually a classic song. I actually like this song, and it's funny because when it first came out, I really didn't understand it was a song about being a side chick. But as I got older, and now that side chick has become a thing, now I can understand that, yeah, it does, something like that. But it's Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim. The song is called I Can Love You. And, yeah. this is going to be, yo, I got to say, this conversation is going to be funny. So we're going to play this track, and then me and Quick Poison will come back, and we're going to just going to win. So we'll be right back here on TSOCS Mic Check. This is I Can Love You right here.
I can love you, I can love you, I can love you, I can love you. told you once, I told you twice. QB, throw the booty like a groupie for more ice. I'm a truck height, get the bonus like Nabuche. In love with you since the days of Juice. Now I watch you play Columbo, Picasso. Tricks inside colossal, turn your castles to brothels. Who you loving, who you wanna be hugging? Dipping on your Ninja Honda with Tanisha and Rhonda. Why? You work more body than James Fonda. Physical fitness, Mary Blige be my witness. Under pressure, I lie for you, die for you. Ruger by the side for you, right hand high for you. Because of you, I'm inherited. Trillion, Varian, Billion, Bentley Coupe, Million. Playing with some evidence in the Chevy. Track the Dar P's and Rimby, you better have it.
We are back. This is CSOCS Check. It's your boy DC Check. And I got my homegirl Queen Poison here. We are getting ready to talk about the whole, we're getting ready to talk about songs that have to do with side chicks. How about that? So, yeah. So most of y'all out there who may not know what a side chick is, if you don't know what a side chick is, you must have been sheltered your life. I mean, it's out there for you. All you got to do is hit up your own personal Google machine. You can find out what a side chick is. A side chick is the chick that is not your main. Like, you got a main, then you got the one that, you know, you're going to hit up at night, you know, that booty call. You go see them. You can go see them on the 4th of July. You go see them on July 6th or December 26th or February 15th or some shit like that. You know, they don't mention your name on Twitter or Facebook. You know, they'd be like, you know, my boo, but they can't say your name because they don't want you, you know, girlfriend to find out or anything like that. That's a side chick. And throughout music, there have been songs that have been done that have touched on the subject of side chicks. And tonight, myself and the Queen, we're going to talk about top five songs that are dedicated to such a person. So we're going to get right into it. Queen Poison is currently traveling right now because she's getting ready to go and turn up for her birthday, which is taking place, which is happening tomorrow. But we're going to go ahead and let her kick this thing off here and, you know, talk about, you know, top five songs we can say side chicks.
So, I definitely put some thought into my list. So, I'm going to go from the bottom to the top.
Okay.
So, number five would be The Other Woman by Changing Faces.
Mm-hmm.
Number four would be You, Me, and She by Eve featuring Stevie J. Number three is actually the song we just played, which is I Can Love You by Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim. Number two is Caught Up by 112. And my number one pick, probably gonna fuck most people up. And if you do not know the song, ask your mama, ask your grandmama. Hell, ask your granddaddy. They might just know. Auntie, somebody, you better go. Matter of fact, this is y'all homework. This next song, if you do not know it, I need you to go on Spotify because it's definitely available. Go to YouTube and you look it up and you sit back and you listen. My number one pick is Woman to Woman by Shirley Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's definitely a side chick song right there. I remember that one right there. But when explain to people why those are in your top five.
Those are my top five because with all of those songs, they are specific. They are pointing out a side chick. Like in The Other Woman by Changing Faces, they basically admit, like, okay, you know, I understand this situation is wrong and I'm playing the side chick. However, I don't feel like I can play that position anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and bow out because your woman needs you more than I do. And You, Me, and She is basically Eve is telling the story to where she is in a love triangle. And she's not just in a relationship with this man, but it's him, her, and whatever other woman that came in the picture that she didn't agree upon. Then there was, let me go back to the list. I Can Love You by Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim. You heard it right there. Like, I feel like you better than your current woman. I'm trying to take you, boo. You about to be mad. Like, that's what you mean. If that would get more self-explanatory than that, which is basically in today's society, like, the side chick goes out of her way to be like, okay, you know, this might be a situationship or a temporary situation right now. However, I feel that if I play my position and I do what you ask of me and what's expected out of me, that you'll go ahead and give in to my whims and my demands, and you'll be like, okay, well, since you've been loyal as a side chick, I can go ahead and replace my man with you, and we can make this a whole real thing. Well, realistically, that doesn't always happen. Sometimes that happens. Situation can be better. Situation can be worse. 9 times out of 10, that might be a stretch. 7 times out of 10, it's worse. End up being in a situation where your feelings are hurt. And you kind of have nobody to blame because you knew what the situation was from jump. You knew that this individual was already involved in a relationship and you chose to play your position. The side chick is not just secluded to a heterosexual relationship. There's definitely side chicks in homosexual relationships and bi relationships. Any relationship where it's two people as significant others, guaranteed there's going to be a side person. So don't let this shit get fucked up. You can and may be replaced. And you might not just be the only side person. You could be one of many. And woman to woman. Oh, go ahead.
No, okay. Let's.
And then woman to woman, you're basically the main chick calling and addressing it, the side chick, which in most situations is not the ideal thing to do. Like, once you realize that the person that you're with has a side person, it's numerous ways you can go about it. Typically, contacting that woman ain't the best one. You need to address the person that you're in a relationship with, if anything. But you know,
yeah.
You can take that advice, do with it what you may. I strongly advise against, you know, any type of violence. I'm not advocating any violence at all. Actually, I'm a pastor. So if you can walk away from the shit, walk away from the shit. But, yeah, don't be afraid to defend yourself if necessary.
So my fault, I don't have any particular order, because, you know, that's the thing. I don't put them in any particular order. There's a five in there, so, you know, they can go in any order. That can change the season, change like the day changes or something like that. So, my first one is My Little Secret by Escape. A lot of it is going to be old school joints, so this is more old school dude. So, My Little Secret by Escape, I mean, there's a lyric in there that says, you know, I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend, and the fact that she don't know, that really turns me on. That ain't some side chick shit, I don't know what it is. Like, that is serious side chick shit right there. All right. The next one in my top five. This was by a little known artist known as Michelle Ifigancello. If that's your boyfriend, he wasn't last night. Just the title right there just tells you, nigga. It's like, she is on some side chick shit. And even there's one lyric in there that says, you know, you're just jealous because it wasn't with you. Like, bruh. Like, bruh. Like, that is some side chick shit right there. All right. Number three. Definitely I Can Love You by MJ and Lil Kim. Definitely is on the list. I mean, it just says it right. It just says it. It's not all in the song, you know what I'm saying? I can love you better than she can. There you go. That's pretty self-explanatory. That's three. Number four, and I'm surprised you didn't mention this one. Down Low, R. Kelly. I mean, come on. Let's be for real. Down Low by R. Kelly is definitely a passion song.
So, it's the reason why I didn't choose that song, and that's actually going to be saved for next week's episode. That's specifically why I didn't choose it for this episode.
So, I mean, if you listen to it, it kind of can go both ways. That's what I'm putting it on my top four as a side chick. It kind of can go both ways, because it's something nobody has to know. You know what I'm saying? It can go both ways. That's why I'm putting it as there. And my fifth one, and this one kind of can be considered a side chick song if you want. It depends on your perception. But Brandy and Becca's Boy Is Mine. That can kind of be considered a side chick song, because these two chicks fighting over one dude. You know what I'm saying? Now, the reason why I say kind of, because you don't know who's the man and who's the side. You know what I'm saying?
That's most definitely a side chick anthem. Because it's basically, you know, a love triangle. And when it's dealing with a side person, that's typically the result. You're in a love triangle, whether it be voluntarily or involuntarily.
Yeah. Indeed. That's why I say that one right there could definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely one of those that can be considered a side chick song, because of the fact that they're both fighting over there's both two women are fighting over one guy right there like that. But I mean, the question has to be asked, and we ask this part in discussion is simple. Are side chicks really winning out here?
I want to say they are. Like, the way things are going now in this generation is not what we are used to when we grew up. Basically being the side piece, basically growing in a happy relationship or a happy home, or what appeared to be that way, was taboo.
you know, it was a no-no. And if he was a side piece, nobody knew. But now it's getting to a point where it's being glorified. Like, okay, this is cool. This is okay. Like, you know, yeah, I want my cake and eat it too. And sad enough to say, it's resulting to a lot of hurt and damaged people. It's making the morale of relationships decrease, and it's making it harder and harder to trust people because they can't be clear with their intentions or what they want. Just speaking on some real life shit. Honestly, this is probably something that's been discussed in his and hers and might be discussed again. It's basically damaging genuine relationships, in my opinion. Now, if that's something that works for you and you can go ahead and do that and it makes you happy, so be it. But I don't agree with it, given that, you know, it's people getting hurt. Now, granted, you know, I'm not saying that to be biased, because I have been the side chick, and then I've been in, you know, in a relationship to where I found out there was a side chick. So I've been on both ends of the spectrum. And I'm speaking from, you know, some real life experiences. So if that works for you and, you know, everybody involved is with the shit, hey, y'all go ahead and be happy about it, but I ain't with it.
I see. There's some other classic songs out there that we didn't, like, I didn't even know and remember, you know, until now, or like I'm thinking about it, that they were side chick songs, like Aaliyah, If Your Girl Only Knew.
Get Out My Head.
All my best, Saving All My Love For You by Whitney Houston. You know, but I'll ask the question. Are side chicks really winning out here? I agree. I think they are. And it's a sad state of commentary for our society that, you know, that question is an affirmative question with a yes, because it's like, you know, relationships aren't given the same, you know, given that proper sort of, you know, thing, what they need. And it's a shame that it's come to that. But there are women out here who are proud to be that. They're proud to be considered, you know, bad chicks. They're proud to be, you know, to know that the man that they're sleeping with actually has someone that they treat as vices, and they get treated just, you know, okay, the book talk. And they're fine with that. That's what disappoints me. It, you know, what disappoints me most is that there are songs out here that glorify this sort of behavior. And it's very disheartening. This is what we have talked about on numerous occasions when we talked about, you know, the state of R&B. There are so many songs out here that glorify this sort of behavior, that being, you know, a side chick, being a whore, being that. And, you know, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. To know that song, like, If Your Girl Only Knew, like, a lead side chick song, kind of like, it kind of makes me sad, you know. Shirley Murdoch did a song back in 1986, As We Lay, which is a classic song. That's considered a side chick song, right there. You know, a lot of songs, you know, the songs that glorify the story of thing, and it makes me sad to know that, you know, nobody, like, that there are a lot of women out there, you know, their goal and their aim is to become someone's wife, someone's queen. The goal is to become some ignorant nigga's bad shit. And they think that, you know, there's more benefit to being a side chick than it is to be the main. Or be with someone's wife, be someone's main. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, like, me and my woman together 3 years. Over 3 years. We got still some. And we've had our problems, but I tell you like this, ain't no way in hell I'm going out getting a side chick. Fuck the bullshit. Because, I mean, it's because I value my relationship with her. You know, we may have our problems, but guess what? We're going to work our shit out and deal with it. We're grown. You know what I'm saying? These young folks, I'm going to call out young folks. Yeah, I'm going to sound like an old fogey, but that's just how it is. These young folks out here listening to these guys take calls and figure that's the best route to go. That's the best route to go. Just, you know, you got to solve your relationship. You know, instead of talking it out and working it out with that with wifey, you can go and get somebody else and be like, okay, I'm going to get with her and just go and get with this chick, just so I can get my head on, everything like that, and I can come back to the main and everything will be all right. But that's the problem. Everything won't be all right. Everything won't be all right. That's just my interpretation of it. It's just sad state of affairs. And I'm sure there's rap songs out there that, you know, more than glorify, you know, the whole side chick thing and everything like that. I mean, that's all most of these cats out here nowadays talk about anyways, is, you know, having a side chick. I mean, that's your designer talking about got bras in Atlanta. I cannot believe y'all made me listen to that shit 2 weeks ago.
Whatever.
I cannot believe you made me listen to that shit 2 weeks ago. I felt at least 50% dumber before I was dumber after I listened to that song. I really
Whatever.
Did.
Panda is lit. You are tripping. I'd rather listen to that.
Yeah, it's lit all right. I want to take the damn wax and light it on fire and throw it into a gasoline covered building so it burns to the ground.
You're such a hater.
No, I'm not being a hater. It's called knowing that it's crap music. That crap
Whatever.
Is crap. It's crap.
Panda. Panda.
That song is stupid. It is so stupid. That's the kind of crap that reason why I don't listen to mainstream rap nowadays anyway. Because of crap like that. I just can't do it. And then they actually have video. Some dude was trying to like translate what the hell this dude was saying. He was trying to translate it. And I'm just like, oh. Stop. Don't lower your IQ trying to figure out what this idiot is trying to say. Just don't do it. There's one thing I wanted to bring up before we before we end the show. We still got 10 minutes left. Well, less than 10 minutes left. So I saw a video. I think it was about 2-3 weeks ago. I saw a video. I don't know who the damn it was. He was one of these young rap rappers who had a mouthful of gold, and he sounded ignorant. He looked ignorant, and he was on a radio show or something like that. And the radio host was talking about giving him like a hip hop beat that he was freestyling on. And this ignorant dude, he takes up this ignorant ninja with animus. If the radio host to put on the old school hip hop beat, he wasn't going to say nothing. He said he was only going to freestyle over a trap beat. That was it. And it was at that point in time that I realized that hip hop is pretty much a life support right now. Pretty much on life support right now. The fact that this big ninja is not going to. I mean, I already knew that John Troy couldn't freestyle because when they played the trap beat, he sounded like he was in pre-K trying to read nurse rhymes and everything like that. But it was at that point that I realized hip-hop is about this losing. Hip-hop is losing right now that you have these dudes out here who only want to rap on trap beat. Don't want to rap on classic hip-hop beat. And when they freestyle, they make absolutely no sense, have no bars, no rhymes, no nothing. But
they're so arrested. Hello, can somebody explain that to me?
I don't have no explanation, dog.
It makes hunger, yo. Like, when I saw that shit, I was just like, are you just kidding me? Like, you a nice, cool hip hop beat that you could have got on there and did your thing, but instead you said you were a huge boy, unless it was a freaking trap beat. And then you got your trap beat, and it was garbage. The freestyle was garbage. So not only did you make it a man like you were a kid, like you were a kid of shit, then you went and you just, and then, you know, they got freaking, guys like Young Thug, who, you know, they got video Young Thug listening to his own shit, and he don't know what the fuck he's saying. That's a sad commentary with what rap is like, that a man doesn't even know what the hell he's saying in his own freaking song. Are you serious with me right now? Like,
yeah. They thought they were.
How, Slay? I can't deal with it. So, we can just tell them how
we'll be next week. So, next week, the topic will definitely be dedication to the side niggas. All songs, basically, that glorify being a side dude. Currently, I'm running a poll via Twitter. So if you don't follow me, the Twitter handle is queen_poison, zeros instead of O's, with the double I. If you can't find that, search sugar if you're nasty. I'll pop up. Thanks to, shout out to the Grime Lord, especially Pet Rose for that new screen name. There's a whole underlining inside joke because of that now. But I'm currently running a poll. Please answer it within a week, saying yes or no to the question for tonight, which is, are side chicks really out here winning? We also have our Facebook group. Please follow us on Facebook at TSOTS Presents Mic Check. More than welcome to join. You can send me a message. You can send DC People's Champ a message. Also, you can hit up DC People's Champ on Twitter. I don't know if he has Instagram. I know I do. You can find me at same handle as my Twitter. Shoot, we on the internet. Just find us. Google us.
I'm on the ground. I do it for the ground here and there. You know, I'm on the ground. But, you know, my Instagram screen handle was the same as my Twitter handle, DC People's Champ. That's DC as People's Champ. You can hit me up on that joint on the brand, hit me up on Twitter. You know, I try to get back on there and read some of the tweets that they was up to you or anything like that. Stay interactive with the people out there and everything like that. Queen Poison, you got any final thoughts before we get up out of here?
Yeah, fans, we're here for you. If it's something you want us to discuss, hey, hit us up. We're more than happy to discuss whatever's on your mind. Album you want us to review, we'll give our honest opinion. Yo, we're here for you. Give us some feedback.
Yes, Lord, she's right, you know. I just got to say, like, I just need to start losing because this is getting out of hand. Y'all side chicks out there, y'all women out here who are striving to be side chicks, I don't know what to tell y'all picks. I don't know. Y'all, something wrong with y'all. But next week, we're going to be talking about side dudes and songs dedicated to side dudes. Tomorrow night, we got His and Hers coming up on deck. So make sure you listen to the TSOTS channel for His and Hers. And make sure you tune in next Wednesday for Skybox with yours truly, DC People Champ, along with Tills. You know we're going to be talking more about the NHL and NBA playoffs, as well as NFL.
and all other sports-related topics. And, again, next week right here on Mic Check, you know, we're going to be talking about the side dudes, the side ninjas, and all that other good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you know, the last thing we want to talk, but, you know, real quick note I wanted to bring up is, let's see, apparently Selena Gomez was pictured with Orlando Bloom in Las Vegas recently, and don't give a shit.
I'm sorry, anytime I hear Orlando Bloom, I just think of the Robot Chicken episode where they called them Orlando Bloom and Onion, and I get a kick out of that every time.
Oh, have mercy. That's funny. Yeah, that's funny. And then also, a little bit of a news note here. This is somewhat music related, but Ozzy Osbourne and his wife Sharon are hauling it quick after 33 years of marriage. That announcement happened late last week that Ozzy has moved out of the house and they've been separated. As many people know, Ozzy has made his name with in the 70s and 80s, but he's being sharing a call in the quiz. In fact, Ozzy's actually going to be involved in Ozfest coming up with Black Sabbath and Slipknot headlining the Ozfest and Knotfest weekend coming up. So if you want to get more information, that's check out the Rolling Stone online to get that information. But we're pretty much done. We are done. Don't really have a song to sing. Don't really have a song to send y'all home. I'm just going to say, we'll see y'all next week. Mic Check for the Queen Poison. This is your boy, DC People Champ. We'll catch y'all next week.
Peace out.